16-year-old Elizabeth Mole was attending a music festival called Life Fest on Saturday. Witnesses say she went on a ride called Air Glory, a crane-mounted sling that lifts people high up and then drops them, dangling on a harness. But Mole fell to the ground, dying in surgery a few hours later. Tony Hosany is spokesman for the Wisconsin Department of Commerce that's helping look into the incident.
You're always sad to hear that someone has been hurt, and it's worse, of course, when there's been a fatality, and we'll conduct a thorough investigation.
According to Hosany, the Air Glory ride was just 3 days away from inspection when Mole died. He says the state's amusement ride inspection program has aimed to thoroughly inspect and approve all carnival rides as they journey through the state. Hosany says the Department of Commerce has limited enforcement powers, though.
We can red tag a ride, we can shut it down, we can demand that it be fixed, but we can't assess civil penalties or any other kind of penalties. That's where law enforcement comes into play.
Hosany says Wisconsin's building and safety codes have been in effect since 1914, making the state among the first to regulate amusement parks and similar attractions. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.